All right, pleasure having you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. It is Noah Syndergaard. Yes, Noah Synthor going for the Phillies today, and Jacob Junis goes for the San Francisco Giants. A pleasure to bring in Matt Gelb, G-E-L-B. Excellent writer. He covers the Phillies for The Athletic. I got to spend a few days with him this week when I saw the Phillies play. Matt, how are you?
Good morning, Marty. It's still morning.
Yes, it is morning. Boy, I'll tell you, the West Coast is not agreeing with the fighting Phils. What's up?
I mean, their pitching has carried them, you know, for months at a time this season, and now they've given up 40 runs in four games out here west. And it hasn't been great. You know, they need somebody in the rotation to step up, and today they have Noah Syndergaard on the mound, and he's been, you know, so-so. He's looked kind of like a fifth starter. He's not the guy, who people remember from the Mets. He's thrown, you know, more 93, 94, and he's had to mix his pitches up. But they need somebody in the rotation to step up because, 40 runs in four games is just totally unacceptable.
No, that won't work. Believe me, that will not work in the long run or the short run. You're going to lose a lot of games. Boy, there's one game this week. How about the Phillies are up 7-0, and you turn around, and all of a sudden it's 7-6, and then they end up losing 13-7. And it seems to me they haven't recovered yet from that.
No, that definitely wasn't the right way to start off the trip. I mean, they put seven up on Madison Bumgarner, and things were looking great. And Arizona's got a pesky team. And they have an interesting team. And then, you know, they come here to San Francisco, and the Giants have lost seven in a row. And really, it was a laugher last night. So they need some guys to step up. They'll have Ranger Suarez on Sunday. He's also sort of been so-so of late. He's a command guy who hasn't had great command. So, you know, I think some of these starting pitchers are feeling the effects of a long season, and they've tried to give them some extra rest. And the Phillies have the luxury still, Marty, of 3.5 up on Milwaukee, and really it's 4.5 because they have the tiebreaker, and there's no more one-game tiebreaker games anymore. So, you know, they have a little bit of a padded lead here, but there's 30 games left. I mean, they need to take care of business here.
What is a tiebreaker this year?
It's just head-to-head record. And so the
okay.
Phillies won the season series against both Milwaukee and San Diego, the two teams that they're kind of together with in the wild card standing. So it's just head-to-head record. So as if they finish tied with either the Padres or the Brewers, the Phillies have the tiebreaker there.
Got it. Very good. Matt Gelb of The Athletic. Matt, Zach Wheeler is out, and I thought he was coming back September 6th, but now – yesterday, the arm doesn't feel right. When are we going to see Zach Wheeler again, and how bad is it?
It's unclear when he's going to be back. They're going to take a look at him Tuesday when the team gets home from the West Coast trip. I'm not, sounding the alarm bells yet. My understanding of this is that it is a very mild inflammation in his elbow and that he could pitch right now if they needed him to. And I think what they're doing is, like I said, they're not being cocky about it, but they do have a little bit of a lead here. They sort of had the luxury of maybe just, pressing pause on certain guys to manage their workload. And I think Wheeler fits that category. Now, if another week, Marty, and he's not throwing or, there's still kind of a delay, then I think it's time to really wonder, what's going on here. But if he starts, throwing and playing catch and getting on the mound later next week, I think all is well. And that's my understanding. I think Wheeler wants to pitch. I think they're saying, hey, look, let's just back off. Let's just rest a little more. Let's get you. You're not going to be 100% healthy, but if you can be 90% healthy, we'd prefer that over 75% healthy. So there's no structural damage. They did an MRI. We'll see. For now, I wouldn't be too concerned, but if it goes any longer than the next week, then I think you start to wonder what's going on.
Yeah, the Phillies need Zach Wheeler, I'll tell you that. If they get in, you need the big guy. You need that. Nola is good, but Zach Wheeler is dominant, and they would need him. Well, Matt, let me ask you this. The last 80 games, 82 games or so, the Phillies have won about 50 of them, and it's a complete turnaround. They got a new manager. Did you see this coming with the team when they were struggling, and how does Rob Thompson fit into all this?
I don't know if I necessarily saw this coming, but I mean, they were a team that underachieved to start the season. I mean, the first 6 to 8 weeks, they played worse than they should have played. And now have they played better since then than they are? Maybe. But, you know, this is a team that people pegged around, you know, 86, 87-ish wins, and now they're on pace for about 89 wins. So I think in a lot of ways they're kind of where I thought they would be. It's just the way they did it, Marty, was surprising. I mean, Bryce Harper misses 2 months, you know, the reigning MVP, the best player on this team, and the Phillies went 32-20 in those 2 months without Harper. And really it was a testament to the organization's depth. Their younger players played better. You know, a lot of things that hadn't gone right in this organization for years, you know, went right for those 2 months. And it was a great sign for the Phillies. They haven't been in the playoffs in 11 years now. So desperate to get back to the postseason. And their pitching has been a surprise up until recently. Has been terrific. The bullpen has been really solid, you know, right about league average, which for the Phillies is huge because they've had, you know, among the worst bullpens in baseball the last few years, been well documented. So I don't know if I saw this coming. And Rob Thompson, what he's done, he's provided a steadying presence. He's a little more relaxed than Joe Girardi was. And, you know, whether or not the managerial change had a huge effect, it had an effect, I think. Certainly when you change managers, it's kind of a shock, I think, for a lot of guys. And I think Rob Thompson has good relationships in that clubhouse. He's been here for quite some time. You know, he was Gabe Kapler's bench coach with the Phillies. Mm-hmm. So he's been with the Phillies for quite some time. He knows these guys well. And I think he's just been a real calming presence and has helped them, you know, really make sure that they don't get into long ruts. And this week is about as bad as they've played under Rob Thompson, so I'm curious to see how they come out of it.
Yeah, Rob Thompson, a very well-seasoned baseball man with a big Yankee background and did a lot of things. So not surprising to see him do well as a manager. Let's talk a little bit about MVP on this team. Who's the one guy who you would say, well, that's the MVP of the team? Where would you go with that?
That's a good one. I don't know. I think, I you know, Kyle Schwarber's numbers, you know, the home runs jump out at you. You know, the batting average doesn't, and the other numbers don't really jump out. But I think the presence that Schwarber has brought has been huge for this team. He was a huge part of how they got through those 2 months without Harper because, you know, behind the scenes, he's just become a true leader in that clubhouse. And Schwarber brings, you know, a ton of experience, obviously, in the postseason. And he's just a pro. And he's the kind of presence that they haven't had for a long time here. And obviously on the field, he's a huge power hitter. He's had some big hits for them. But in the clubhouse, I mean, he's been huge for them. So I guess I would go with him. I mean, I think that's what sticks out, Marty, is that it hasn't just been one guy. I mean, they've gotten contributions from all across the roster and some younger players and some minor league free agents. They've hit on those guys, and that's something that the Phillies have not done for a long time. They've had these top-heavy rosters, you know, with great star players, but just not enough talent around them to get to the finish line. So they really have kind of gone against that trend this year, and Schwarber behind the scenes has been a really big reason why, I think.
Phillies Mets, what's it like?
I mean, the Mets have just run roughshod over the Phillies this year, you know? I mean, it's the only team the Phillies really had trouble against. If you look at all the teams that are in postseason contention, the Phillies won the season series against the Dodgers, the Brewers, the Cardinals, the Padres. They're 6-6 against the Braves this season, but they went 5-14 against the Mets. And, I mean, the Mets have, you know, played just about anybody tough, but they really gave the Phillies a lot of problems. So, I think there's a lot of people in the Phillies colors who'd like to see them in the playoffs, get a shot at them. It'd be a heck of a thing. The Phillies have never played the Mets in a postseason series ever. So that would be quite interesting, but the Mets have a good team. And I think it's a measuring stick for the Phillies in that, you know, the Phillies are better than they've been in previous years, but they're not great. They're a good, not great team. And is being good an accomplishment for them? Sure is. I mean, they haven't made the playoffs in 11 years, so good is okay, but they still have a ways to go to be great.
Boy, you know, talking to Rob Thompson, he'll be on with us tomorrow. And as I said, he's got a great baseball background. And I asked him about Buck Showalter. I said, you know, Buck, of course, was managing in the Yankee farm system the same time that Rob was part of the Yankees as well. Those are two guys who know each other very well. And Rob Thompson, as easygoing as you can be, he should be smoking a cigar on a park bench somewhere. And Buck Showalter never smiles. How about those two?
Yeah, I think they're different personalities for sure. And it was fun to watch them kind of go up against each other because they do know each other. They don't know each other well, as Rob Thompson saying, is that they cross paths a lot. They've both been in the game for a long time and both had, you know, connections to the Yankees organization, but two very different people. And I think, you know, Rob is a pretty serious guy. You see him, you know, during games, he's rather serious, but I think why his players really like him is that he's real, you know, behind the scenes. I mean, he really cares about his players and he's approachable and he's, you know, I think players appreciate that he's put in so much time, you know, like you said, Marty, I mean, really a lifer, a lot of time spent in the minor leagues, a player development background, you know, sort of an extra coach for the Yankees with Joe Girardi's teams. And you know, I think he wondered if he'd ever get a shot like this as a big league manager, and he's gotten a shot and he's really made the most of it. And I would be stunned if he's not their manager next season.
Well, very good. Interim manager right now, and they have to do that because they need to go through the process over the winter. Matt Gelb with us from The Athletic as we wrap it up with you, about 35 seconds to go. The number three hitter, boy, what a surprise this guy is, Alec Bohm. Quiet, but he's filled the three spot.
You know, and it's been fun to watch his maturation, Marty. I mean, he, at the beginning of the season, made three errors, you know, in a game against the Mets. But he's really worked hard, both at the plate and in the field. And, you know, he's really been a big development for them. Another younger player who has stepped up. And it's been impressive to watch. It's really, his season has been tremendous.
Well, great to have you on, Matt. Enjoy San Francisco. We will absolutely keep up as the season finishes up. So have a great day, and I appreciate you being on.
Thanks, Marty. Take care.
Absolutely. Matt Gelb of The Athletic. Wow, nice to have him on. Now it's time for this week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body with 15 locations to serve you. This month's Spotlight is on the San Francisco Foster Youth Fund.